Today, Be'ez Hashem begin Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, which will discuss the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, as well as the laws of Rosh Hashanah itself, which including the laws of the Tekiyah Shofar and the laws of the Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we learned about today include the four different new years as itemized in our Mishnah, and what each of the four Rosh Hashanahs signify, an explanation of the concept of Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim, and how it affects legal documents and contracts. Sources for the fact that Nisan signifies Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learn about include Meiser Behemah. The mitzvah of Meiser Behemah is that one designates every 10th kosher animal born into his herd over the course of the previous year and separates as Meiser Behemah. Animals born during 1 year cannot be counted together with animals born in another year. Shemitah. The Torah prohibits working the land every 7th year, as described in Parashat Bahar. Produce that grows during the 7th year is holy b'kedusha shvius. They are also considered hefker, and anyone may come into any field and pick the produce that he intends to eat. Yovel. The year after 7 Shemitah cycles of 7 years each is called the Yovel year. At the start of the Yovel year, all Jewish slaves are set free, and all properties that were sold since the previous Yovel year are returned to their original owners. On Yom Kippurim of the Yovel year, Bezdin blows a shofar to proclaim that the time has come to set free all of the slaves. Arla. In the first 3 years after a fruit tree is planted, its fruits are called Arla and are Asar Bahana. How and from when you count these years is the subject of much of our Gemara. Shtori Chayv HaMogdam and Psulim. When someone lends money to a friend, any asset that is in the friend's control on that date is subject to a lien from the lender. In other words, if the friend does not repay the loan on time, the lender may confiscate his friend's property of equal value. Therefore, the date written on the shtar needs to be very accurate, because if it is dated earlier than the actual loan, it will allow the lender to confiscate properties which he really has no rights to. Such a shtar is therefore declared pasul. Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory, which followed and protected Klai Yisrael in the Midbar. These Anani HaKavod were in the merit of Aaron HaKohen, and upon Aaron's passing, these clouds left Klai Yisrael until they were restored again in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu.